from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been a lot of famous Dicks, as we know, Dick Van Dyke. Dick Cheney.
Dick Trickle.
Dick Clark.
Yes. New Year's Rockin' Eve.
This one stands on its own yesterday. A bunch of people sent it to me. I don't know the context of it and who he's referencing.
I like Dick.
I'm not sure which one. Nixon, maybe? Is that, I mean, he's got a picture of Abe Lincoln in his office.
I like Dick. Man. One more time. I like Dick.
Who's he talking about?
I don't know.
Dick Van Patten? Who?
Dick Pohl was...
Oh, that was Eddie. That was Joe.
Like, are there... I'm trying to think about New York sports dicks right now, and I can't...
I like Dick.
I can't come up with any that he would be talking about. I think his shirt said that yesterday, too. Didn't someone send me a picture of his shirt? That I thought...
What?
I'm serious. He was wearing a shirt that had...
Who was the photo of?
It was not a photo. It just said it had... I just had the word Dick on it.
I like Dick.
I wanted that D.
I don't know who he's talking about, though.
We got to find out.
I actually think it's Nixon.
You think that...
I do. He's a presidential guru. He's got a photo of Abe Lincoln in his office. He wore... And you know what? 2 days ago, he wore a shirt with Abe Lincoln's face on it. Yesterday might have been about Nixon.
I like Dick.
All right. Someone who was listening, they could provide us some context with this, what had happened, but that's one...
There's nobody in the Mets with
most
that
famous Met Dick.
Vince Coleman.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Because you would think every team has, I would think,
a dick.
Especially if you go back into the 50s, 60s, and 70s when that name was more popular.
Right.
I love now. Dick.
Which one was that for you? Who?
Dick Button.
Dick Butkus.
No, Dick Buttons.
Who's Dick Buttons?
He was the Olympics? The ice skating Olympics announcer.
Okay. All right.
I'm being told it was Richard Nixon. You were right about that.
I figured.
That was the dick that he likes.
He loves the presidents.
Let's make sure that Antonio in New Jersey. What's going on, Antonio?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Happy morning. Happy Friday. Last feel-good summer Friday.
Yeah, man. What's up? Going.
So I wanted to add a little clarification around this dick. It's Richard Nixon. He was wearing a T-shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
That was Dwight Eisenhower.
Ike.
And... Yeah, Ike. I like Ike and I like Dick. It was a very famous campaign slogan from back in the day.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, thank you, Antonio. I appreciate
it. So, Evan's getting into the political election spirit.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, who's my favorite Dick?
Super Dicks!
Okay. I'm looking down, like, the Met all-time roster.
Yeah.
I don't see one Dick.
Actually, I do have a favorite Dick.
Who?
Dick Grote.
Okay.
So Dick Grote was, he just, an old, so he played for the Pirates. He also played basketball at Duke, and he called Pitt basketball games for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just the best when I'm amazing. So he, That's definitely, that's my favorite Dick, I think.
Was he a catcher, outfielder?
I believe he was a shortstop.
Oh, okay.
I want to say shortstop.
Boomer, he played, I think, when you were, maybe you were too young.
No. Yeah, it was a long time
early
ago.
Early 60s, right?
I want to say that, yeah.
Like, he was on the team that beat the Yankees, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
In 1960?
One.
That was 1960.
60?
Yeah. The Bill Mazeroski home run. Yeah, I love Dick Groat.
You remember Dicky Gonzalez for the Mets? 2001. That does not ring a bell at all.
R.A. Dicky, but that's different.
Well, that's different. And also different years. This was 01, and it looks like it was a one-year run. Like, I am running down their roster, nothing. Which is crazy.
Richards, where you would refer to him as Dick.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of Riches, yes. But nothing, no.
Probably the most famous, other than, well, it was Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, whatever. But Dick Van Dyke.
I said him, yes, absolutely. Did, the most famous one of all, you would think.
What about the great Dick Vitale?
Dick Vitale.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a very good one.
Yeah. Yeah, he could definitely be somebody's favorite Dick.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah, I mentioned him. Yeah, I mentioned Dick Trickle.
Dick Tracy.
But that's a made-up character.
Yeah.
That's not a real person, right?
That's a fake Dick.
Right. That was Warren Beatty played him. Did he not?
He did.
Yeah.
But that's not real Dick.
No, fake.
Yeah. Cartoon Dick.
Yes, exactly. All right, I got nothing here.
I have a Dick that probably used to give Boomer fits. Dick LeBeau, Steelers.
Yeah, also, he was also our defense coordinator when we went to the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a famous Dick.
Yeah, he was another great Pittsburgh Dick when I was there. They loved him, too.
He had a long run there, did he not?
He did.
Yeah. Yep.
He used to He used to tell the night before Christmas, whatever that story is, to the team every December. He used to read it, whatever that.
Christmas Carol?
No, whatever the, no.
Twas the night before Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, twas the night before. That was what Dick said, or used to read.
Yeah, I don't remember that when he was in Cincinnati. So well, that
he
must
did
have
that
come
with
on.
The Steelers. Yeah.
Did you just say he used to read the night before Christmas? And Al goes, "What, a Christmas Carol?"
Yeah, I forgot the twas.
That's a word that doesn't get used a lot.
Right, twas.
Yes,
you start working that in now.
Yeah,
imagine. Dicks. Twas the game before yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.